right, it is the Bob Almanac here today. Neil, are you ready?
I am set.
Are you ready? Loaded. I mean, that's are you ready? Cowbell.
Let's do this
thing. Let's get today's date out there. It's already the 22nd of May. It's Wednesday, 142nd day of the year, 223 until we get to the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. I don't want 2019. I don't know why we have to keep counting down. I kind of want it to stick around here for a little bit at least.
Let's put it on hold.
As long as summer finally and eventually gets here.
Let's just do the same almanac day after day after day.
People would like that.
See if we can slow down time.
1841, Henry Kennedy received a patent. Where would we be without the reclining chair?
I don't know.
It would be a whole heck of a lot less comfortable.
Yeah. I love mine.
So, reclining chair patented this date, 1892. A guy invented the toothpaste tube, Dr. Washington Sheffield. Dr. Sheffield, he didn't invent how to get everything out of there, all the toothpaste out.
Right.
An effective method to get all the toothpaste out.
That takes a particular skill set.
1892 is when that happened. 1931, canned rattlesnake meat went on sale for the first time in Florida.
Oh boy.
Sounds tasty, isn't it?
It
was in demand. People demanded canned rattlesnake for the rattlesnake meat eater on the go.
You need it
in a can, because who has time to go out and actually hunt down a rattlesnake and catch one, kill one, butcher one,
right?
You know, process the meat and then cook it.
What would make you more uncomfortable, canned rattlesnake meat or me in an Aretha Franklin dress?
I don't know. I think they would both be very entertaining.
Well,
then you can still buy. You can still buy. I looked on Amazon here or online. Walmart sells canned edible smoked rattlesnake for $21.99 a can. It.
I don't know.
For $21.99.
Yeah. I got
it's a delicacy,
things.
I'm pretty
I got
sure
other
of it.
Things to spend money on.
1955, this date.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the last Jack Benny show of the month. It's also the last program of the current series. And as a matter of fact, it's the last show of the season. So now I bring you a man I thought wouldn't last, Jack Benny.
Jack Benny signed off his last radio show, last live radio broadcast. He was on radio for 23 years. He wasn't going anywhere except from radio to TV.
He had transitioned
to TV. That was in 55. Also 1955, a scheduled dance that was going to be headlined by the one and only Fats Domino was canceled by police in Bridgeport, Connecticut because, quote, rock and roll dances might be featured, end quote.
Might be?
Might be featured.
Okay. That was enough to cancel.
Right. But then all the people had to promise is, okay, we'll just polka or we'll waltz.
Yeah.
Or we'll cha-cha-cha. The Fats Domino. We won't do any rock and roll dances. We won't do the swim or whatever was hot. What do you remember? What was hot in 55? You weren't born yet.
No, I wasn't.
So 1958 is the date that Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin. I think it was actually his second cousin, but just plain old cousin sounds so much more, you know,
and
controversial.
And 13.
And 13. That's also a key stat
that
there as well.
Is yeah.
1960. Her name is Myra, by the way. And they were married into the 70s. I think they didn't get divorced until late 70s. So it did last for a significant amount of time.
All right.
More than a lot of other entertainers' weddings last. 1961, the Top of the Needle restaurant, Seattle. The Space Needle Revolving Restaurant opened on this date in Seattle. Did you know there's still a revolving restaurant here in Minnesota? The Radisson in Duluth.
Really?
Has a revolving restaurant. It goes around. And there's that Wells Fargo building, 494 in Bloomington, that has a round top to it. That was supposed to be a revolving restaurant, Neil. Did you know that?
They never
could find a client or find a tenant, and it never got off the ground. But that was the intention, from what I understand and from my research on that building.
Well,
you know which one I'm talking about.
I do. I absolutely do, yes.
And that was in 61, 67. Children's television programming was never the same.
Hi, glad to see you today. I shall button my buttons on the sweater, change my shoes, and get ready to have some time with you in this very special studio of ours.
Mr. Rogers debuted the national version. He had been on local TV for a while and then PBS put them on their national network, and the rest is history. More than 30 years later, still doing that show before he retired. And, you know, in this era that everything's got to be refreshed and you got to change everything up, you got to change the color of this and that and your design, there was a guy who found a formula and he did the same thing for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And was very successful at doing that.
Yep.
Mr. Rogers,
way
we
to go.
Salute you.
No
that was
doubt.
In 67. 72, it's Dick.
This is my fourth visit to the Soviet Union. On these visits, I have gained a great respect for the peoples of the Soviet Union. For your strength, your generosity, your determination, for the diversity and richness of your cultural heritage.
President Richard Nixon, he really put on the and accumulated the frequent flyer miles in 1972 because he went to China early in 72, and then he went to Moscow in 1972 here in the month of May. And he became the first U.S. president ever to visit Russia, meeting with Leonid Brezhnev.
Yep.
He had been there before, but that was his vice president.
Uh-huh.
He had never been there as president, so thus he became the first U.S. president. Obviously, he liked flying there, and he had must have had some good places to eat in Moscow.
Right.
So that was in 72. And that's actual, real, historic audio here on the Bob Almanac. Authentic. We didn't make that up. That's not Rich Little doing Richard Nixon pretending to broadcast from the Kremlin. That's actually Richard Nixon. So it is authentic. 1986, Cher finally appeared on the Letterman show.
They're of course not booing, they're just chanting Cher, Cher. And of course, for you folks at home who may have missed that, what she said was she thought I was an awfully nice guy.
No, an astronaut.
Yeah,
I thought you were an astronaut.
Yeah, Cher called Dave a certain word that starts with an A.
Yes.
Colorful metaphor on his show. Obviously, they bleeped it out. That was in 1986. And I think they made up, but I was hoping maybe to see David Letterman open for Cher this weekend at the XL Energy Center, but they brought in Nile Rodgers and Chic. Freak out instead.
Wow.
So, and then in 1992, more late night news.
You people watching, I can only tell you that it has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. And I hope when I find something that I want to do and I think you will like and come back that you'll be as gracious in inviting me into your home as you have been. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
And that is how Johnny Carson said goodbye. And he never did go back to TV.
Nope.
He never found another avenue, another show, or another project that he was willing to do.
Nobody better.
1992. He is a king of late night, and he forever will be.
I 100% agree.
He was awesome. Letterman, Conan, all those other guys, very good, but there'll just never be another Johnny Carson. And then it was 2 years ago.
The concert was a sellout and was just ending. The last song sung. The young, happy crowd was beginning to file out of the arena.
Oh, my God.
A dash cam in the parking lot.
That was this day 2 years ago in London. Ariana Grande concert. There was a suicide bomber that was outside of the arena. He wasn't in the arena or in the concert. He was outside the arena and detonated that bomb. And there were 22 people that died because of that. So you wonder why we have to go through all the security, even when we go to sporting events and go to concerts. You know, you can't bring a purse. It's got to be a clear bag. That's why.
Yeah, very sad.
That kind of stuff. So, sadly. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Michael Constantine. He's 92.
I am Gus.
He's Gus. He's the patriarch of the clan on My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And pretty funny movie.
A lot of people named Nick in that family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a popular Greek name, Nicholas. Michael Constantine. He's also on Room 222. You probably remember that.
That was right in your wheelhouse of
your TV watching era. Tommy John is 76 today. He has a surgery named after him. Neil, if you had a surgery named after you, what would that surgery be on? What part of the body?
My sinus.
Tommy John, 76.
He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
Elton Elton John singing lyrics written by Bernie Taupin, who is 69 today, and he also shall be. Bernie Taupin, happy birthday.
They collaborated many times.
Oh, they sure did. And, of course, there's a movie coming out at the end of the month. I would take Marilyn McCoo any day singing this song, but this is Morrissey. Morrissey has some fans out there. A little different when a man sings that song. That's Morrissey, 60. How about Dana Williams, singer, bass player from Diamond Rio, was just here. Was it last year we had Diamond Rio at Bees on the River Rib Fest?
Yes, sir.
56 today. Naomi Campbell, supermodel. I'm sure she's still as slim as a mic stand. She's 49.
Yes.
And the gal who played Johnny Cash's first wife in the movie Walk the Line.
What do you want from me?
I want you, John. I want you. And I want everything that you promised me.
Well, what if I can't do that?
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Jennifer Goodwin playing Vivian Cash, Roseanne Cash's mother, in the movie.
Yep.
She is 41 today. And short track speed skater and former Dancing with the Stars champ, Apollo Anton Ono, 37. You know, that was season 4 of Dancing with the Stars. Anytime there's a skater or an athlete or a gymnast, what's John Ratzenberger thinking? What's Cliff Clavin thinking?
If you're
a contestant, they have no chance. Billy Ray Cyrus was also on that cast that year. And no chance.
Right.
But they grit it out.
They got it
and
out.
And they play like champions.
Well, they hang in there for as long as they can, knowing
that they will still lose. Right.
That the end is going to be coming shortly.
Apollo Anton Ono, no relation to Susan Anton, 37 here
Gone,
today.
Gone but not forgotten today. The guy who gave us Sherlock Holmes, all the great books, the stories that turned into movies. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this day. Academy Award-winning actor, Sir Laurence Olivier.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, it stumped us for years.
I don't think anybody's come up with an answer.
I don't know.
Maybe the guy who's currently winning everything on Jeopardy could come up with an answer. Anybody out there.
Yeah, he would be the guy. That is Sir Laurence Olivier, won Oscar for Hamlet, born in the state, 1907.
You know, you haven't lived until you've seen Jimmy Walker, JJ, do Hamlet.
Oh, that would be special.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guy who made his career by uttering the phrase, come on down?
All right, Bob, it's Juanetta Wesley. Come on down. You're the next contestant of The Price is Right.
Johnny, who's our next contestant?
Little did Juanetta Wesley know that she would forever be remembered here on the Bob Almanac.
That is special.
Using her name.
Very special.
Juanetta.
Price is Right announcer Johnny Olson was born on this day, 1910. It's a Quinn Martin production.
Cannon.
It's TV theme time, by the way.
Yeah.
Starring William Conrad with guest stars Scott Marlowe.
So why are we playing this? You've been John canonized. Marsh. Anytime. All these people have been canonized, by the way. They're on
Ramon
canon.
Beery. Stuart Moss.
It's a big list of stars.
Special guest star.
And tonight, Cannon goes vegan.
He must have just started. TV producer Quinn Martin gave us those great programs like Cannon, Barnaby Jones, Streets of San Francisco. Quinn Martin was born on this day, 1922. There's another one down here. I got to scroll down. Paul Winfield. No audio?
Of course I do.
Oh.
Where are the Genesis materials?
He couldn't find them. Even the data banks were empty.
Ooh.
Erased. He tortured those people. But none of them would tell him anything. He went wild. He slit their throats. He wanted to tear the place apart.
You know what they're talking about, don't you?
Khan!
Yeah, Yes, that's it.
Yes, that was Paul Winfield in
Wrath of Khan.
He was the Star Trek movie.
He was the captain of the USS Reliant.
All right.
And he's the one who, he and Chekhov got the little creature in their ear.
Oh, so nasty. He was also in Cliffhanger and The Terminator. Paul Winfield was born on this day, 1939. And then NBC newscaster David Bloom was born on this day, 1963. We lost him way too early. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
It's quiz time. Would you like to win a pair of tickets? Father Hennepin Festival, Chris Hockey, Shane Martin, and Anderson Daniels. Is Anderson Daniels that one person, or is that the name of a band?
That's one person.
Okay, good to know.
And is Shane Martin any relation to Quinn Martin?
We'll have to ask. June 8th, Champlin, Saturday, June 8th. Here is the question. We mentioned that Apollo Anton Ono won Dancing with the Stars. He's 37 today. Mm-hmm. Who were the two other contestants of that season that had absolutely no chance against Apollo Anton Ono, mm-hmm, Dancing with the Stars?
You want them both, or just one of the two?
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to make it too hard.
763-450-0100. If you know one of the other two stars that was in that season, call us now and give us a correct answer. We'll send you to Father Hennepin Days to see those great bands.
Bobathon kickoff options, Oak Ridge Boys, No Matter How High, John Anderson, He's Got Money in the Bank, or Reba Wants You to Take It Back.
I got to go Money in the Bank.
Okay, all request lunch hour live today at the Legion in Richfield. We'll see you there.
KDDG Albany.